साधु 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 नमो बुद्धाय। डियर मेटोरियस फ्रेंड्स, नाउ टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्टार्ट अनदर सेशन अबाउट बुद्धास ले डिसाइपल्स। So then I would like to say, well, beginning this teaching, the last week we discussed something about Buddha's lay disciple, a discourse taught by Buddha. Yeah. So this name of this discourse, Upasika Aparihani. Upasika means lay disciple. Aparihani means non-declined for a lay follower or lay disciple. So this discourse from numerical discourses of the Buddha. So it has 7 factors. Totally 14, but especially it has some factors. So Buddha teaches, dear monks, there are 7 things or 7 factors for leading to the decline of lay person, lay disciple, lay follower. Okay, so what 7? First one, they stop seeing the monk. Okay, it means when he stopped it, what happened? He didn't listen a special talk, something like contained and fewness. The last, when I do our last retreat, I told it. So there are a special talk Buddha told. So lay disciple, or he may be a monk or lay person, he should have an ability or have an opportunity to listen those talk about wisdom, or talk on concentration, mindfulness, and liberation, and precepts like ethical life, like that. Okay, and energy. So therefore, when one stop this one, first factor, what happened? So he will decline. Then second one is they neglect listening to the true teaching. It means like dumb. So they miss Buddha's teaching. If we want to develop this dhamma, he has to listen those teaching again and again, continuously. When he establish on this dhamma, so when he become stream enter or something like that, so until he attain some stage, he should listen Buddha's teaching. So because when he listen those teaching, he can keep his mind with wholesome. So when he miss it, what happened? Little by little, his energy will reduce. So at that time, his effort will reduce. So thereafter, after a long time, he will do some unwholesome things. Okay? So it is the second one. They neglect to listen to the true teaching. Then third one, they don't train in higher ethical conduct. It means lay person, lay disciple, they can practice 5 precepts when they do in their day-to-day activities. They can practice. Then time to times, they can observe higher ethical conduct, like higher precepts, like 8 precepts and 10 precepts. So those precepts little bit hard, but time to time they can observe those things. So this is the third one. Next one, they are very suspicious about monks, like they suspect, is it correct? Yeah. Actually, they haven't actually respectable mind about monks. So, whether it may be about maybe senior monk or junior monk or middle. However, they haven't respectable mind. At that time, he will not give those teaching respectably. Then what happened? He can't remember, or he can't determine those teaching. He can't memorize like that, okay? Then, next one, they listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. It is like when he is listening some teaching, he thinks like he searched something, like he find a mistake of teaching. Okay, so when he think about it, what happened? Actually, so those teaching, we can say general people, so normal disciple or monks, so they can't catch this Dhamma, because this Dhamma taught by Buddha, because we are not Buddha. Therefore, when we follow those teaching, first of all, we have to believe, or we have to make some confident about those teaching. So, because we haven't developed mind, we are not liberated. Okay? Therefore, we should understand we are follower. Okay? Like we are a student. We are not teacher. Okay? When we find about some mistake of our teacher, at that time, we haven't any confidence about our teacher. At the time, we can't learn much, or we can't learn perfectly. We have a doubt about our teacher when we doing our teaching in our school. Like that, okay? It's very simple. So, then they seek outside of Buddhist community for teachers worthy of offerings. Then they find other teachers like that. Then next one, and they serve them first, because it means he hasn't faith, or something like he hasn't good faith, good confidence like that. So however, that lay person, when he doing those seven things, what happened? He will decline, or those seven factors leads to decline of a lay follower. Then there are another seven factors for want. Those things don't lead to the decline of a lay follower. What seven? The teachers, they don't stop seeing the monks. They don't neglect listening to the true teaching. They train in higher ethical conduct. They are very confident about monks, whether senior, junior or middle. They don't listen to the teaching with a hostile or fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside of the Buddhist community for teachers worthy of offerings, and they serve the Buddhist community first. These seven things don't lead to the decline of a lay follower. So Buddha taught this discourse, Upasika Aparihani, non-decline of a lay follower. So there are a few verses you can read in your free time. Okay, because we have to follow number of factors, number of disciples. So, dear friends, so this lesson, that lesson about lay disciples, then dear friends, so then, yeah, I wanted to say, in last week, I turned few numbers of lay disciples. So, before become a Buddha, Buddha promised to Bimbisara, after my enlightenment, I will come again to your country. Thereafter, Buddha came to a place called Rajagaha, Magadha. Then I told about Bimbisara. King Bimbisara, he refused Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. He is the first king that refused the Buddha. Okay. Then I told about Bimbisara's wife or queen, Akema. Then his son Ajasanta. Then he had associate another woman, Kema, he became enlightened. Then thereafter, Bimbisara's, he had associate, or he had lived with another lady called Ambapali. Then Ambapali's son called Vimalakondaya. Then Vimalakondaya's father, King Bimbisara. Then Vimalakondaya, finally he became monk and enlightened. Then Ambapali, she offered mango park to Buddha. Then after refuge, the Bimbisara, Bimbisara invited to Buddha for next morning for a like breakfast for alms. Okay. Then thereafter, Bimbisara, he offered alms to, he shared his foods, drinks, everything, Buddha and with Sangha. So, thereafter, he went his palace. Then, at that time, he had seen a bad dream. Then, he had heard some bad sounds, like danger sound. So, how can I say? Something like ghost, okay? Then, he was fear. Thereafter, next morning, he back again to meet Buddha. Thereafter, he told every story with Buddha. So, then Buddha, he disclosed, he revealed his story. Do you know the story? Buddha told, dear king, in the past, there were Buddha called Vipassi in this earth. Okay, at that time there was a merchant, like he's like a minister. Okay, then he wanted to make some alms hold. Do you know alms hold? Alms hold like it is like a free food center, like that. Okay, so anytime every month or poor person, like refuge, they can take foods. Okay, so that minister, he pay to all things for foods. It is only for refuge and monks. At that time, so there were a number of labors, and so there was a manager for lead that alms hall. Okay. Then, so dear king, at that time, those laborers or those servants, they steal some food, some drinks from that alms hall. Okay? Then, at that time, that manager, he didn't steal, but he knew that incident. He didn't say anything. Okay? So, it is his mistake. So according to that bad action, they have to rebirth in ghost world. Okay? With that manager. Then after, then they passed few Buddha's dispensation without sufficient drinks or foods, anything. Then finally, they met the Buddha called Kashyapa. Okay, then they asked, "Oh, dear Bhante Kashyapa, we suffer a lot. We suffer from thirsty, hungry. So we are body like burned. So dear Bhante, please, we want a solution. Please tell me something. So how we recover like that?" Then Kashyapa Buddha, he told, "No, any other ways. So you experience this result according to your past action. So no any other ways. Next, but you have another solution. You have only one solution. So then after a long time, when people's lifespan, it will become 120 years. At that time, Gautama Buddha will appear in this earth. Okay? So in that era, one of your group, one of member of your group, he will rebirth in human world as a human being. So at that time, he will share merit. Okay? Then when you rejoice that merit, you will recover. So this is the only one solution. Then, so dear king, so those ghosts, they are your relatives, your neighbors, your laborers like that. Okay? So you are the manager. You didn't steal, therefore you release. First of all, he released among them. So then, king, they requested this merit. They want this merit. Thereafter, again, King Bimbisara, "Yes, Bhante, I invite again to you and this community of Sangha. In next morning, please come to our house, our palace." They invited for a breakfast. Then what happened? Next day, that King Bimbisara offered or shared that merit with relatives, departed relatives at that time. So those departed relatives, they achieve foods, they appeared, foods, drinks, and ponds, clothes, everything. So it is the first time that share is of merit with departed relatives. So at that time, that is the beginning point of sharing of merit with departed relatives. So after that incident, monks and nuns, they and lay disciple, they share their merit with departed relatives. Okay. Thereafter, again, Bimbisara, he offered part like Veluvana. Okay. Veluvana, it is in Rajagaha, Magadha. So it is the first offering land, offering place for the Buddha. Offering, we can say, monastery. Like that. Okay. It is the first land. Then, at that time, Bimbisara, he had 80,000 villages. Okay? So, those Magadha villages, there are a number of villages in India, among them Magadha villages. So, those villages are very big. When we follow Buddha's teaching, I had read some discourses. So, when Buddha delivered or sharing that merit, Buddha preached this discourse. So this discourse, the beyond the walls discourse, like Tirukunda Sutta. Sutta. It is the Pali word. This discourse from Kuddaka Nikaya, shorter discourses of the Buddha. Yeah, so you can read in your free time. I will say briefly, okay? Then, Buddha teaches. So, after about our departed relatives, how after they are born in ghost world. Ghost world, it means according to their bad action. If he has some bad action, he has to reborn in bad world. According to bad action. Then if he has good action, he can born in good world. Maybe human world or heavenly world. Okay. Then, this is about ghost world. Okay. So they stay some places. How in Jansan and Crossroad, like that. Or beyond the wall, or doorposts, like that. They stayed some places. Then, when we go in somewhere, sometimes they come with us. Okay, we can't see, but there are some kinds of gons. They are very powerful. They have some psychic power like that. Okay, they are a little bit powerful. They can do something to human beings. But every gods, they can't do. But few gods, they can do. Because they have some power according to their good action. As a result. Okay, they have some ability. Then, what happened with the teachers? When we cooking, when we preparing some foods, drink, and when we eat those foods, what happened? So those human relatives, they couldn't remember their departed relatives. Why? Because of their past unwholesome deeds. Okay? Then as a result of bad action of departed relatives, we can't remember. We didn't remember. So then we know when we eat something, when we drink something, we can't remember our departed relatives. Okay? What is the reason? It is not our karma, it is that departed relatives' karma. Okay? But some relatives, they share their merit too with other departed relatives. They share their merit to departed relatives with like out of compassion, then out of kindness, like that. Then what happened when we share our merit, then they receive foods, drinks, something like that. So, how we share this merit? So, when we share this merit, we should think or we should remember name of those departed relatives or their helps or their action when we were living with them, they have done some helps. So, when we thinking about it, we can share our merit to the departed relatives. Then, thereafter what happened, they thinks, or they, those ghosts, those departed relatives, they thinks, oh my relatives, may they live long, may they be happy, something like that. Okay? They thinks about human relatives. Okay? When we share our merit. So, because Buddha teaches in ghost world, there is no plugging, no cattle rearing, is not found there like that. There is no trading and buying and selling of gold, something like that. So, and they can do only one thing, they can rejoice our merit. When we share our merit, they can rejoice it. It is the only one solution. Then Buddha teaches a simile. Just as water that rains on the higher lands, like mountain, okay, or top of mountain, flows down to the lowlands, so too, what has been given here is of benefit to the departed. So, just as rivers that are full flow and fill up the ocean, so too, what has been given there is of benefit to the departed. So, when we share our merit, they can rejoice it and they will experience its result with foods, drinks, something like that. Then, Buddha teaches, so this is useless, what even we cry or even we lamentation, even we lamentation, cry or weeping, it is useless to ghost or departed relatives. Buddha teaches, only there is only one solution. What is the solution? We can share our merit. Then Buddha teaches, actually at that time he had seen those ghosts. When king sharing this merit, they had received some ponds, water and foods like that. Then Buddha teaches, O king, but that gift that has been given and well placed in the Sangha is of benefit to them for a long time. Yeah, immediately it is of benefit. Then Buddha teaches, So dear king, they are your departed relatives. Now they received, or now they enjoy some foods, drinks, because they rejoice this merit. Like that. So, dear friends, I think maybe this is the only one discourse Buddha taught to Bimbisara. Okay? Because when Buddha dwelling in first, maybe 10 years, Buddha taught number of discourse, but at that time, there wasn't the Ananda Bhante. So, but when we follow the Vinaya Pitaka, like Sutra Pitaka, Vinaya Pitaka means it has number of precepts. Okay, when we follow it, we can find Buddha, he had talked any times with Bimbisara, King Bimbisara. Then when they discuss something about, then King Bimbisara, he requested something about some special statement, special things. At that time, Buddha, he had given some precepts like that. As an example, I can say, at one time, Bimbisara went to the Buddha. Then Bimbisara requested, dear Bhante, don't give monkshood to the robber that in prison. Okay, thereafter Buddha preached a precept for a higher, like higher monks, so they can't give this monkhood to robber that if he is in jail, don't give it monkshood. Okay, so a robber or something like some, if he is in jail, he can't become a monk like that. Okay. Then, next part, it is also very useful. This part about Suppiya. Okay. Suppiya is the father or husband. Suppiya is the wife. Okay, Suppiya is the wife. Suppiya is the father. So they are
lay follower of the lay disciples of the Buddha. Because this is, it has very special incidents. One day, Suppiya, that wife, she went to the monastery. Then she wanted to help someone. Okay, so when she was asking about it, one of monk, he told, there is a monk in our room. He wanted purgative. P-U-R-G-A-T-I-V-E. Purgative. Purgative. Like medication, okay? For, it's like, it used for a loose motion. When he take it, when one take it, what happen? He will feel like loose motion. Okay? As a medication. Then he wanted to, he need, yeah. He wanted to take some meat broth, like meat broth, like soup. Okay, meat soup. Then, thereafter, however, that Suppiya, she knew this medication. Thereafter, she promised, yes, Bhante, tomorrow morning, I can bring your meat soup, your soup, next morning, like that, okay? Then, what happened, that Suppiya, she told to her servant, dear lady, please find the meat for a soup, because I wanted to offer some food, like meat broth, to the Sangha as a medication. Thereafter, that lady or that servant, she went all around the city, but she couldn't find some meat. Okay, then what happened? Thereafter, finally, she came, she begged. So then she told dear Suppiya, there is no meat in this city, because today is a non-slaughter day. It's like a very special day in India, okay, according to that era. So therefore, no meat. There is no meat. Then, that Suppiya, she thought, oh, if that ill monk is unable to obtain meat broth, his affliction will greatly increase, or he will pass away, like that. Thereafter, that Suppiya, she took a knife, okay? Then, what happened, she, yeah, having taken a butcher's knife, having cut flesh from her thigh, then she gave meat from her thigh, okay? Thereafter, she gave that, yeah, that flesh to her servant. Then please cook this one, and tomorrow morning go to monastery and you should give to this flesh for that sick monk. Okay, then what happened, thereafter she had wrapped his leg with medication and with fabric. Okay, then what happened, then at evening time, ending with the day, or like maybe 5 o'clock, then that Suppiya's husband, he came back. Then after his work, he back. Then he asked, oh dear servant, where's my Suppiya? That servant told, oh, Suppiya is in room, because Suppiya is sick. Suppiya is ill. Then, thereafter, that husband, he entered that room. Then he asked, what is your affliction? Then that Suppiya told this matter to the lay follower Suppiya. He told that story. Then the lay follower Suppiya, that husband, thinking, indeed, he was very happy. Okay,
Indeed, it is marvelous. Indeed, it is wonderful that this Supya is so faithful and believing that she gives up even her own flesh. Okay? So then he thought, that husband thought, what other thing could there be that she would not give? So this is very unbelievable incident, okay? So then actually you don't try to do it because it has some part, I will say. Then however, Supya and Supya, they had a very deep faith. Okay? Then thereafter, at the evening time, maybe 7, like that, okay, Supya, or that husband, he went to the monastery. Then he approached the Buddha. Then they have done some talk thereafter. Supya, he didn't say about that story, Supya's story, because we can understand they had a some humble and innocent mind, and they haven't something like conceit, like that. So, however, he invited Buddha, "Dear Bhante, tomorrow morning, please come to our house. I like to offer breakfast." The next morning, Buddha came to the Supya's house. Thereafter, Buddha asked, "Oh, Supya, where's your Supya?" "I didn't say Supya." "So where's Supya?" Then that Supya told, "Oh, Bhante, she was ill. She was sick. She was ill." Then, thereafter, Buddha told, then let her come. Thereafter, Supya told, "She is not able to do so, Bhante. She can't walk like that." Then thereafter, Buddha told, "Well, then having taken hold of her, bring her along." Then the lay follower Supya, having taken hold of the woman lay follower Supya, brought her along. When the Buddha saw her, even that great wound became healed. The skin was good with hairs growing on it, like she was completely recovered. When she seen the Buddha, she was completely recovered. So it is, I think it may be psychic power of Buddha, because Buddha, he knew everything. Then thereafter, that lay followers, lay disciples, Supya and Supya, they were very happy. Then they had a special confidence, like faith about Buddha. Then after this incident, Buddha make another precept. Okay, so after this incident, Buddha make maybe 2 precepts for monks. No, 2, maybe 3. Okay, first one, I think maybe monks, they can't eat flesh of human beings. Next one, when he eats something, is there some doubt? He should ask. With some doubt, he can't eat. He should ask, "So what is this meat?" Like that. It's the second precept. Like that. Okay, precepts. Then I wanted to say, dear friends, especially, this is about Supya and Supya. There is another lay follower called, disciple called Suppavasa. Then, according to this story, you know,
So according to that era, they had a special faith. Nowadays, we can't believe it, okay? Then, Suppavasa, he is the... have you heard Sivali, Bhante, enlightened monk Sivali? Then, in Sri Lanka, not only Sri Lanka, in India. So, there is a monk with bow, with cross leg. Have you seen some photo in India? Some people, they worship to that monk. Because it has some story. Okay, so Suppavasa is the mother of enlightened monk Sivali. Okay, enlightened monk Sivali's mother, Suppavasa. Okay, have you heard about Suppavasa? Oh, really? Then, it has a little story, I can say briefly. So, when you follow Buddha's teaching, you will find. So, Suppavasa, when she delivering Sivali Bhante, okay, before delivering, she had keep she that womb 7 years and 7 months. 7 years and 7 months. She had carried that womb. Okay. She at the time she had become a history mentor. Okay. Therefore, she had endurance like that. So, however, then finally, Suppavasa's father, he told about it to Buddha. Thereafter, Buddha blessed. Oh, Buddha bless, may Suppavasa deliver a baby comfortably, without difficulty like that, okay? So thereafter, that Sivali baby, he came to this earth. At that time, he can walk and he can speak, okay? Then, it has little story, okay? Buddha told about little story because in the past, maybe 100 million years ago, there were mother and son in the past. Okay, then Suppavasa in the past she was a queen. Okay, then Sivali in the past he was a Suppavasa's son, like prince. Okay. One day, they wanted to take another country, another city. Then thereafter, no any other ways to get that country, because get that city, because it had covered by big wall, like that. Okay? So thereafter, that prince, he wanted to take this city, but he can't fight. So around this city, it has large wall, large water moat.
Moat, that's just like a trench in the ground filled with water, basically.
Yeah. So, thereafter, his mother told something. What? Son, if you want to take the city, you have to stand your soldiers around this city and don't give any other chance, don't give the chance for take some food and water enter this city. Okay? Then everybody can't enter the city. If they like, they can come out. Okay? Then within 7 years, they had lived 7 years, how they had used their stocking foods. Okay, they had lived 7 years. Then thereafter, they had surrendered. However, that son, he took this city. Okay, then as a result of that karma, she had to carry that womb 7 years. then that boy, he has to stay there 7 years. The total. So it is the bad karma of Sivaribhanti's. Okay? Then again, Sivaribhanti, he has done a good karma. In the past, he had offered foods to enlightened monks and Buddha. Okay? As a result of karma, in this very life, when he going through somewhere, okay, in Buddha's era, when he going some area, every day, it may be lay person or some person, and or sometimes God, okay, heavenly beings, they had offered some food as a result of good action. So his bowl, it didn't empty because as a result of good action. Therefore, especially in Sri Lankan Buddhist disciple, not only Buddhist, Sri Lankan Buddhist and Tamil, other non-religions, so they keep pictures of Sivali monks with bowl. Not only Sri Lanka, I have heard in India, some people, they use that picture. Monks, it's a monk's picture with bowl and crossway. Then in our arms hall, our dana room, there is a picture with, it is of Sivaribhanti. Sometimes Buddha, when he going through some villages, some long journey, Buddha, he had carried this Sivaribhanti. Why? When one going with the Sivaribhanti, he will receive some food. Okay? So it is the result of good karma. As a result of good karma. Then however you should know Suppiya and Suppavasa. There is another discourse. Thereafter, Buddha went Patligama. Patligama means Patna. You know, nowadays people use the word Patna. Patna is a city. In the past, it was Patligama, Pataliputra. So you should know. Those every incident, it happened in Magadha or Rajagaha. Okay, so then when Buddha was staying in Rajagaha, that villages, Pataligam villages, they met the Buddha and they invited to Buddha for a lunch or breakfast for meals like that. Okay, then Buddha accepted it. Thereafter, Buddha told very special factors for lay disciples. It's like a little discourse, therefore I added this discourse. So this discourse taught by Buddha when he was staying in Patna. Okay? So Buddha teaches there are these five disadvantages householders to one of wrong moral habit. Okay, when he breaks precepts, what's happened? He has to experience five disadvantages. First one, what happened? His wealth or his properties, when he breaks five precepts, his properties or his wealth will destroy. Or it will reduce. Then next one, bad reputation or evil reputation will spread around the city and country, like that. This also second disadvantage. Then third disadvantage is when he approaches any company or community, or when he gather with some community or companion, what happened?
he will feel something like uncomfortable feeling, like he hasn't fresh mind, he will confuse like that. Okay, when he gather it, because he knows I have done bad things, I have some faults like that. Okay, then again, fourth one, when he pass away, what happened at that time? He will pass away with confused mind. Okay, he can't experience some comfortable feeling, because before ending with his life, he will think like, I have done bad things, I have done bad habits, like that. Then fifth one, what is the last one? He will rebirth in bad world. It's the fifth one. Then there are another five elements about advantages when one keeps those precepts. What happens? His wealth will increase, his properties will increase, then his good reputation, lovely reputation will spread around the city or country. Then third one, when he approaches any company, or when he gather with company or friends or some community, what happened? He will not afraid, or like he can feel some comfortable feeling in mind, through mind. Okay, then sometimes when I doing some preaching or something like that, I can say about me. So very starting Dhamma talk, when I was in Saskatoon, I can't feel English or meaning, because I don't know it. I can't talk. Then there are maybe when I doing that program, then there were maybe 15 person like that. So then I felt something like uncomfortable feelings. At the time I think about my ethical life, like my precepts. I haven't any faults. I didn't do any bad things. So then therefore no any other reason for fear. No, then thereafter I did best of my knowledge. Actually, at that time, I can't talk like this, okay? So therefore, it is also advantageous if someone has good ethical life or holy life, he will not fear when he gather with, or when he doing with some action with others, he will not fear. Then, as an advantage, he will pass away without confused mind, like with mindfulness, like that. Okay? With good mind, like that. Then, final one, after this life, he will rebirth in good world, maybe human world or heavenly world. Then, next, you can read this discourse in your free time. Then in next one, the story of Sunida Vatsakala. So they are the generation. They are the main or old ancestors of Patna. Okay? So they generate the Patna city. Okay? So Buddha taught about it. So you can read in your free time. Then especially it has some special statement, maybe page number, I think, 8. Okay, according to these verses, actually it is about, I wanted to say, lay disciples.
they had share merit with heavenly beings, you know. Then Buddha's lay disciple, they had share the merit with departed relatives. Yeah, Buddha teaches, Buddha taught, when one accumulated the merit with offering and sharing foods, drinks, and when he doing some good things, so those merit, he can share this merit to the heavenly beings. They, after that, those heavenly beings, they protect this person, that person, or they like to keep, so they protect that person like a mother. Okay, it is the meaning of these verses. You can read in your free time. Then next, in the next, then Patna, it is also city of Magadha. Okay, maybe 2600 years ago. Then next one about the story of General Siha is the leader of army, like that. Okay, so it has a very special discourse, you can read in your free time. So Siha, he is not a Buddha's disciple, but he wanted to talk with Buddha's disciple. Then when he decided few time to meet the Buddha, but his teacher, he was a Nigantha, his other religious leader, he told, don't meet the Buddha because he is Akriyavadi. Akriyavadi means like Buddha teachers, don't do some action like that. Okay? So, thereafter, three times that Nigantha, he stopped Siha's effort. Then, however, finally, Siha went. Meet the Buddha. Thereafter, Buddha taught a beautiful lesson. You can read in free time. Finally, Siha become a Buddha's disciple. Then three times he refused the Buddha. It is the very special one. And again, then we have talked about number of disciples, king and merchants and some lay disciples. But Siha is the general one, like he's the lead of army like that. It's the special one. Then, yeah, you can read in your free time. So, actually I wanted to say about Nakula Mata, Nakula Pita. Have you heard? Nakula Mata, Nakula Pita. The last, maybe 2 weeks ago, I taught about Nakula Mata, Nakula Pita. Yeah, next time I will say, okay. The last time I have done one teaching about Nakula Mata and Nakula Pita, wife and husband. Then next time we can do about it. It has few discourses. So those discourses are very special. And they had a very peaceful family life as a lay disciple. So now it's time to finish our program. Now you have an idea about sharing of merit with ghosts and with heavenly beings. When you read those lessons, those stories, you can understand again. Then, so dear friends, today we have done very special merit. You observe 5 precepts, then you listen to the Dhamma, I preach the Dhamma. So when we doing, so those merit, we have collected some merit. We like to share this merit with other beings. May all heavenly beings rejoice this merit done today. May they protect good Dhamma, may they protect you and your family members. Then may they have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all departed relatives rejoice in this merit done today.
May they have good food, good drinks, and good shelter. May they have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all of you and your parents have happy minds, good health, and long life. And power of this merit, may you have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now I'm going to bless for you. This is our traditional way. Take it. Sabbe diyo vivajjantu, sabba rogo vinasatu, mate bhavatvantarayo sukhi digayuko bhava. May all calamities be avoided. May any illness be destroyed. May there be no dangers for you. May you live long. Bhavatu sabba mangalam, rakkantu sabba devata, sabba buddhanu bhavena, sabba dhammanu bhavena, sabba sanghanu bhavena, sada sutti bhavantute. May all good fortune come your way. May all deities protect you. By all the power of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, may you always enjoy your being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.